Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Greatness Podcast Network. You are tuned into The Plug, where we talk shit to you and probably about you. I'm not Vanessa Nicole. Shit.
Can we start over?
No, I'm keeping it. Keep going.
Oh, look at that. Do that.
I was looking at her like, oh, Vanessa Nicole.
That's because I was smiling at
you. She was all smiling at me, and I'm like, look at Vanessa. She's so cute.
All right, you can start again.
So, again, now?
Yes. He's going to cut this out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you better. I'm Lonnie Lynn.
I'm Vanessa Nicole.
I'm Chris.
And, oh, there you go, Chris. Am I? Sorry.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, look.
How you been?
I'm chilling, man. I'm ready to have this debate slash conversation.
This is going to be no debate because we're going to agree on all of this. First off, let me just say, I am so mad at Carmelo Anthony. Let me tell y'all.
Oh,
me too.
You know, who the hell you think you are to say Lala is married? I'm not.
That was so savage.
These niggas ain't shit in all tax brackets.
And what? That's how all y'all live too. Y'all be in relationships. We be in relationships. Y'all don't be in relationships. Y'all single. I'm dating you not.
I'm not even gonna argue with y'all on this one, man. It's. I'm not. Y'all got it.
As long as you know we got this, because you wasn't gonna win that argument anyway. But my point is, you can't be going around sitting around with your brothers, your bros, and shit talking about me. She married. I'm not. You asshole. Like, you niggas are hoes. And that's the thing people don't really understand is men are hoes. We hear it all up and down social media how women are hoes. So we ain't gonna talk about that today. Okay? We gonna talk about these niggas. Well, we ain't gonna just, you know, say niggas. Men, period. All y'all.
Hoes.
All y'all.
Men are hoes. So that's when we start. We gonna start right there.
That's the criteria for man being a hoe. Men are just hoes. If you have a penis, you're a hoe. Period. Like, that's
it. I think that I can poke some holes in that, though.
I feel like if you're over 6 foot,
how you gonna poke a hole in it?
Okay, let me say this. First of all, the only man that can be a hole is an attractive man. Because, well, let me not say that. Let me break down what a man. No. Let me finish. So, for a man to be a hoe, for a man to be appealing to woman, he gotta either be attractive, have money, be funny.
Yep.
Or have power or status. You gotta have at least two of those five things.
But that doesn't, I mean,
or a big dick. You don't need none of that stuff.
Okay, true, okay. Yeah, true. We'll throw that in there too. But if you don't have at least two of those six things, you will not get anywhere. If you funny and you broke and you can't fuck and you don't have no power or no status, you're not getting nowhere. But if I have money,
you can still. But that's the point that we're trying to say is that you can still be a hoe.
Because I know them. I know some people that should not be a hoe. They don't even meet. Don't fall into none of the categories, and they still a hoe.
Okay, wait. Let me ask you this: are y'all talking about hoes or liars? Because there's a difference between a hoe and
no,
liars.
Hoes, like bodies on top of bodies on thot and hoes.
Professionally thought and type hoe, like you really out here. So no, you don't have to be attractive.
Like y'all niggas, it's for everybody, and you shouldn't have nobody. But somehow,
well, it's one thing, see,
that only got jokes that still got, you know, bodies, and that's crazy. So
I mean, it's easy to get bodies when you dealing with. I think the value, the greater women they deal with. If you can be that low on a grading scale as a man and you still have bodies, that means that you're going for the low quality women. Let's be honest.
But women even are women regardless.
Right, but true, even true. The guys that are of a certain caliber still go for the low quality women. Like, let's be real. Like,
I'm girls always have get some cheated my
with the worst girls.
She got less than 20 likes. She's easy to get. So he gonna drop down and he gonna go get her.
Dudes would cheat on a college grad with a girl with the bed on the floor with no sheets on a mattress, like.
But there's reasons behind that, though.
Doesn't matter. Still make you a hoe.
Hey, that's true. That's true. But I find it hard to. Well, for me, I wouldn't call a man a hoe or even a woman. I just don't think that a man can be a hoe if he's dealing with low quality women on a consistent basis. If you got 10 women that you deal with that all live in the projects. You just wasting time, bro. You don't even deserve the label of a hoe. You're dealing with low quality women. Anybody can do that. Like, If you smashing 10 girls that all go to the same school, like, you got nothing to really be proud of. Your grade of women is all on the same level. You ain't out here really doing nothing.
Okay, well, with that being said, or whatever, that still makes you a hoe, first of all. That's like my exact definition. It's just the fact that you are not a respectable hoe.
Facts.
So there are levels to this shit. Let me just tell y'all right now. There's levels to this whole shit. And, you know, besides the fact that Vanessa Nicole feels as though you just basically have to have a penis, and I feel like you just got to be over 6 feet and have a beard. There are shorter men who are still hoes, but you just got to be respectable. And with that being said, you go ahead and explain to them what a respectable hoe is.
A respectable hoe is a non-messy hoe. No one knows your hoe but you and your hoes. And they don't even know you hoes because they can't confirm.
They can only assume that
you're a hoe. They can only make assumptions.
Go talk to one of your other bitches, but you really got him.
But you can't really name none of the other bitches because he's slick with it. So a respectable hoe, I guess, demands respect, and then from himself, and then other people respect him. So, like, I was dating a guy, and he was really a hoe, but, like, nobody ever came to me. I never got phone calls, text messages,
DMs, nothing. Nobody coming crazy.
And, like, after we broke up, like, a year after we broke up, maybe not a year, but, like, 6 months after we broke up, he had, like, 3 more kids. I was like, hold on, wait. How did I not find any of this out the whole time we was dating? Like, how you have 3 babies on the way? Project Triplets.
Project Triplets.
And nobody ever said a word to me. And, like, I had ran across, like, 2 of the girls before. They never said a word. Like,
that's a respectable hoe. You don't want to mess up what you have with this particular hoe.
And your hoes know better.
And you're not going to be, exactly. That's, you respect him so much. You respect him so much that you're not about to be scrapping with nobody in the middle of the street. That's my man. That's my nigga. Don't talk to him. He was with me last night. All that other bullshit don't matter, because he may be a hoe, but that's a man that you respect. And all you can do is come to him like, I know you fucking with other people. You're just not trying to tell me. Like, you cannot.
That's a smart man. That's one of the main things. One of the main things about, if you're going to be out here like that as a man, you got to also, I think a big part of that is choosing the women you deal with wisely. You can't deal with a woman who would be on Love and Hip Hop trying to tell all your business to get a check. You can't do that. You got to make sure you deal with women who are only low key. Like, after you leave her crib, she's not going to be on the phone with her friends talking about what she just did. She's not going to be trying to put everything y'all do on Snapchat. You got to deal with low-key women only if you're going to be out here like that.
Right, taking pictures of you sleep, like whack shit.
This bed. Man,
oh my God.
What I just said don't got to be explained.
I put him in bed, call me NyQuil.
Like, girl, we don't sit the hell down.
Shut up. He about to leave you to go on this girl anyway.
Facts, and one thing I understand is the women that do that. Like, I see girls tweeting stuff like that all the time, like, this girl talking about her man dick and I had it and it was trash. It's like, why are you proud of that? And those are the type of women that a smart man does not even come in contact with. I don't want to talk to you. I don't care how good you look. You bad for me. You're bad for business. I'm cool.
Right. But you can also be a respectable hoe and be a woman. But it's a different thing when you're a respectable hoe and you're a woman.
It's delicate.
Because you don't necessarily got a whole roster of dudes. You just doing your thing, but nobody really know you doing your thing. Like,
I got one. You got one guy to take.
Like, you done fuck like 200 niggas, but nobody know you done fuck like 200 niggas. I know people like that.
I know, like I said, I know men like that who got like hundreds up under their belt, and it's like, why? But you would never know, and none of them are going to come forward and say, oh, it was me, at least not all 200 of them.
And that's how you're supposed to be.
You'd be like, yeah, I had them. I mean, what's the to you? But you, if you're respectable, yeah, they ain't going to say nothing. They just going to be like, well, I don't got to explain shit to y'all. But if you're not, then you got Tisha and Shantae in the street scrapping barefoot. Cause you messy. You messy as hell. And you got the whole hood in your business. You is a hoe, and I don't respect you.
And they don't either, which is why they fighting.
I got one more thing to say on that real quick. I think that a respectable male hoe are those are only guys who can have threesomes. Like, I truly believe that.
I believe that too.
Please explain, elaborate.
Okay, so what I mean is, I remember just watching Love and Hip Hop, and you saw like the guy, what's his name, Safari. He asked, he told them both, like, "I want the both of y'all," and she was like, "She's like, you're not that type of guy." And what she meant was, "You're not the type of guy that I trust to do something like that with." Because part of being a respectable hoe, a male hoe, is if me and a lady do have some type of sexual encounter, I'm not gonna go and tell my homies. I'm not showing homies nudes. I'm not doing that because I want to, of course, do that again. You know what I'm saying? I want her to always trust me and know that I have that respect for her, to not disrespect her in that manner. So if for a threesome to even happen, a woman has to be comfortable. And part of comfort is trust. So if you can get those two things, you already on your way to getting it popping. You know what I'm saying? And then if you get two women that are on the same page like that, that's when the door opens. But if you as a man can get
two girlfriends.
Exactly. If they know that... If they notice you respect both of them and they can trust you, you know what I'm saying? They notice you had their best interest at heart. Then it's easy for you to, you know what I'm saying, get to that next level of that relationship where y'all can even talk about a threesome. Because if a girl don't trust you or she ain't thinking about that, you know what I'm saying, she don't even see you as respectable. As soon as you bring that up, "Oh, no, I can't share a nigga. I'm selfish." That's
you
what they say.
You just trying to fuck other bitches. You just want me to end up with my cheating.
So if you respectable and she know, you know what I'm saying, that you have that respect for her, and not only her, just women in general, then it's easy for you to pull off the threesome thing. It's easy for you to do that. It's easy to conduct it. But I tell niggas all the time, you gotta ask for it straight up. "Oh, let's have a threesome." It's not gonna happen, most likely, bro. It's not for you. It's just not.
I hear that. He talking to y'all. Don't ask for it. Don't be no creep about it. Like, you know.
You gotta let it flow.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Gotta get them drinks going.
Remember, you said if we was doing anything, it'd be her. So I was just thinking, maybe we could, boy, shut your dumb ass up.
Yo, I said those exact words before. Oh my God. The younger me said that. Hell yeah. When I was like 17, thinking I knew what I was doing. Oh my God. I used to try everything. It didn't work, but I tried.
Girl, you said, you know, sometimes y'all be getting a little close. I'm just saying, what's up with that? You feel me? No.
That's dumb to try to do a threesome with a girl's homegirl. She not right. You think I want my homegirl fucking my nigga? Like, I'm way up.
That's false. That's false. Sometimes those be the easiest ones.
We get up and I fuck around and marry him and she at the altar and she know what my man dick look like.
Nah, bruh.
Know what it feel. I don't got time. No.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I know anybody that really just had threesome with their friend, like a real friend. Not like some casual person they might know from Instagram or something, but like my homegirl? No. That's
so
weird.
Wait, what level of friend are we talking about? Are we talking about
niggas together? Like, huh?
What level of friends are we talking about? Best friend? Like, I knew her forever? Or is it like, this is a friend I'm going to have for a few years, maybe?
But girls,
who puts a timeline on a friendship like
no,
that?
No, I'm not saying that, but
like I know what you mean. Like, you mean like acquaintances.
Yes,
no,
exactly.
I don't mean like an acquaintance. I mean like a real friend. Like, I don't think girls have threesomes with their real friends. That's
No. Acquaintances are the easiest, though, because usually
women, everybody just chill. It
exactly. And they know about, okay, I know she would do this. I know she would do that. You know what I'm saying? You know more about them, and it's easier for your girl to open that door. Another thing a respectable male whore does is, if you gonna even bring up the threesome, you know you gotta let her pick. You let her choose. Yeah. You don't be out here trying to...
You gotta be smart, because if you come to her with a plan to have a threesome and you already got contenders, you got a list of which women you want to bring, it's not happening. She didn't already know. You're still using this as an excuse. So fuck whatever shorty you want. You just have her in the room.
Yeah, you pretty much gotta let the girl be in control. Like, the people I know who do have, like, I know people who have threesomes often with their boyfriend or husband or whatever, and they're in charge. Like, they always find the girls. They have the girls' numbers. They need to feel like they're in charge of the situation, because nobody want to feel like we having threesomes, but you still fucking her on the side, which is what y'all would do anyway, because y'all not shit. That's the
That's not y'all... true. That's not true at all. I've done it multiple times. I've never ran back.
You got more than 1,500 followers on IG.
You a hoe.
You a hoe. You got more than 1,500 followers on IG and Twitter. You a hoe.
If your car costs more than $40,000, you a hoe.
You a hoe. If you drive an Acura, anything.
Acura? Obviously, if you said Charger or
oh yeah, Dodge. Dodge anything except for like a Dart. If you drive a Dart, shut up. But if you drive like a Challenger or Charger, even a Ram, do not. You goddamn hoe.
Yo. Okay. Okay. I mean, what if you don't have a car?
Oh, you a super hoe?
No.
Bop it. Or
it depends.
You could be, because you could be one of them niggas that's borrowing all your hoes' cars.
Right.
Picking up your hoes. True, it's true. I'm telling you, nothing excludes you from being a hoe.
You dropping me off at work.
You dropping me right in my car.
Go fuck Becky. Disrespectful.
Absolutely not. You do not need to have a car to be a hoe. You can be on that bus, or you can, you know, baby, let me get a car for the day. I got to run down my mom. Nah. Shut up.
I got the job interviews lined up.
I got interviews today while you at work. Don't worry about it. Still ain't got no job or nothing else by the time I get off.
So and you late picking me up.
For real. Well, I got to stay and get overtime because you play too much. So the basic thing that I was asked when I took this question on Twitter, what makes a man a hoe? I got all the basic shit. Besides the fact that I asked ladies specifically what makes a man a hoe, and hella men got on there talking about what makes women hoes, I just want to let y'all know, we hear it all day, we read it all on day. Twitter,
God,
on
Instagram, stop.
Everywhere, what makes women hoes, we wasn't talking about us, we talking about y'all.
We hear okay? that enough, we hear that enough, I agree, right. That's the narrative all the time, we need to switch
what
it up.
What I want
to
say is that, you know, if she fucking for anything materialistic that makes her a hoe, you know, I beg to differ.
Because if you fucking for free, that makes you a hoe, in my mind. Like, what type of business are you running? Like, why are you getting run through for free? That's hoish. And you don't love yourself. Like, you don't even want to benefit. You're not smart.
My thing is, the example was women be out here fucking for bags. And my thing is, if you see a woman who did not have a Louis bag before and she has said Louis bag now, how do you figure her pussy not Louis bag worthy?
Right.
She could have laid it on him and been like, babe, I want this bag. And he was like, shit, all right, swipe.
Okay, let me say, what I want to say about this is women fucking for things. I don't think that it's smart to, like, if you gonna fuck for something, get bread, get money so you can put it into a business. If you fucking a dude and you get a business out of it, you gain some type of like value. I'm not mad at that, but getting just like material things is kind of trash. Like, get the money so you can make money. That's what I prefer. Like, if you're gonna be, you know what I'm saying, out here selling it, then at least move up in the rankings as far as your bank account goes, and then spend that money to build something else. Even if you just start another Instagram boutique, whatever, I don't care. I respect that more. I respect that more than just
so shady. Like, I mean, I feel it, but I also kind of disagree, because I could be saving my own money for my business, but the shit that I want to buy, like a Louis bag, I don't want to drop my bread
right,
on
that's
that.
That's what he for.
So I'm going to drop your bread on that. But I'm going to invest in my own business. I don't want you to feel like you had no part to that. Don't worry about my Instagram boutique. We got this popping.
Right.
Okay? But it's on me. But I want this right here, and that's trivial, and I don't want to spend my own bread in it. So, you know, yeah, you like what I dropped on you last night. Go ahead, drop that on that bag right quick. So, yeah, I mean, it could go both ways.
I mean, the sad reality is, and this is what I genuinely feel like, you're paying for pussy either way you go.
Regardless.
You might not mm-hmm. be paying, like, literally putting money on the dresser, but you're paying for pussy. Dates, going out, helping with bills, listening to them, you're paying. Even if they're taking their soul from you, your soul from you. You're something.
You're paying something.
You're paying. You're
coming
like,
up off something.
There's definitely an exchange there. Energy, all that, you paying. So it is what it is. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it though. I just
oh no. This is not to bash hoes. This is just
I don't
a
feel like there's anything wrong with being a hoe.
It's really not.
As a man or a woman. Like, I just feel like everybody should do what makes them happy.
Be upfront. Be a nice
sex
hoe.
With multiple people. Makes you happy.
You what?
I do. I think it is a problem with a man being a hoe. I think there's a big issue. If you a man and you are, like I said, it depends on the quality of women that you dealing with. If you have, okay, so I feel like every man has a stable. No disrespect, but let's just call it a stable. You have multiple women that you either are sleeping with or you want to sleep with. I don't know what else to call it, so I'm going to just say stable.
You got to say roster.
Roster. Okay, that's there better.
We call it a roster. I was like, a stable? Stable.
Okay. Horses?
So, every man, has a roster that they deal with. So my thing is, I think men don't become successful normally in life until they reach age 30, 35. That's when niggas really start leveling up. And that's mainly because you out here trying to be a hoe. You out here chasing women. You chasing pussy instead of trying to get your money, build your business or something. And that's why, like, I hate when my homies be hype over some new girl they got or some new broad they smack. Like, it don't really matter. I don't really care about that because you can't be out here hoeing if you ain't got your life right. So women can sort of be hoes and level up. Like you just said, a woman could smash a dude, and if it's good enough, he might go buy her a bag, or she could even use certain funds to build her business. As a man, you can't be out here doing that, really. It's not too many women that's gonna pay for it. So more of your time and energy need to be focused on getting your shit right. So you shouldn't really even have time to be out here hoeing. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest. Like, and then if you are going hoe, get you some quality women. Like the rapper The Game, he's one of those niggas that's, he a hoe. He be out here fucking with everything. But the quality of women he deal with is, he just deal with them IG models that they just can take a good picture. Like, what else can they do other than that? Nothing. So his quality of women is the same.
You're right.
Exactly. So if you're going to be out here hoeing, make sure you got your shit right first. Even if you at a young age, like, you shouldn't be in mom's house if you and be bringing women in and out if, you know what I'm saying? You 22.
She got a stink ass mom in the morning. Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
How are you?
Exactly. Your focus needs to be somewhere else. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, guys, don't be out here fucking so she can, you know, fund your next mixtape.
You know, I just need 2 hours of studio time.
Just need you to fund my producer. He got to mix and master this, but I got to pay for it.
Laughing at a nigga like that? Tell me you're not laughing at a nigga like that. Like,
no, but you said tell him fuck for something. That's what you can do. That's your quality, sir. No, find you that's going to put it on your mixtape.
As a man, your time.
As a man, you should feel emasculated if you got to do shit like that. Now, if she doing it for you because she want to do it, that's different. If you literally have to fuck her to do that, and you say, like, that's some whack shit to me. As a man, you should be out here working for what you want. You know
I agree,
what I'm
saying? But they just be fucking for a place to live for real.
Just be honest. Your couch look comfortable, lays the dick. Like, it doesn't matter. You gotta understand.
Be borderline homeless.
We're talking about all hoes. It could be of great quality. It could be of great respect. It could be from the slums. A hoe is a hoe. But what I'm saying is, you know, you just gotta be okay with it. But what we have realized is that hoes are low-key winning.
Absolutely.
Hoes are winning. And not male hoes. Y'all losing. Listen, y'all losing so much because there's no way to be a male hoe and come up, like you just said, and come up on.
That's all I'm saying.
You lose something regardless.
Yeah. Your pride, your dignity, your self-respect.
You tired. You don't feel like listening to her. But, you know, you
lose. You fucking a 400-pound girl because you don't got nowhere to stay. You just slumming.
You losing. But, you know, women hoes, that's why I'm about to stop being a good girl.
Hoes are definitely winning.
I'm about to flick the switch. They get trips. They come back from trips and get cash. I'm trying to be like that when I grow up.
They getting wifed.
Right. And
Think about it. Like, I'm going to say, I hate to say it. Kim K might have made it okay to be a hoe. Kim K was the first hoe that made us realize that hoes are winning. Kim K done fucked everybody. She still got wifed. Her dude got millions. And nobody even utters to disrespect her anymore. Like, they don't even talk about her sex tape and all this other shit.
Like, everybody's beef is now cultural appropriation, but everybody left the sex shit alone. So it's like, she was a hoe. And now she done got wifed. So the question that was raised was, can wholeness be deleted?
I disagree.
You don't think wholeness can be deleted?
I don't. I think that those women that were recently hoes, I think they changed their ways before people took them out of the whole category. Like, let's look at Drea. Before she got married, everybody called her a hoe. She was constantly called a hoe and disrespected and all that for whatever she did. I don't have no sources. I don't really care that much. But ever since she got married, have you even seen her out like that? Like, do she really be in the headlines, like, at all? She not on Basketball Wives. She just, like, fell off the radar completely. Kim K, same thing. So it's impossible to be a mainstream hoe and still win.
I disagree.
Yeah, no. Kim K was still... You married a nigga, got a divorce, got back with another nigga, and then got with Kanye, all in like 3 months. That's some whole shit. And this was in the public.
Yes, that's messy whole shit. Like, he was a messy hoe with that one. But she still won. I mean, I can't lie. Like, she's still winning. But, you know, as far as Drea is concerned, she's the one who said, can't, you know, at some point your wholeness can be deleted. I actually think it can. I think it can. I think the moment someone accepts who you were and trusts that you're not that person anymore is when your wholeness gets deleted, because nobody else should even really give a fuck anymore. You really shouldn't be giving a fuck about somebody else's pussy facts after somebody has already found them, fell in love, gave them a ring, whatever the hell is going on, and decided to overlook all that shit. Why are you still worried about it?
And that's what I'm saying. Once you sit still, then it's possible. They didn't sit still. Kim K in the news about other shit. She ain't in the news about who she out here fucking, supposedly.
True.
So that's when this shit can happen for you. But if you a mainstream hoe, then like look at Cardi B. She talked about how she was a hoe and all that, but now she getting on different TV shows, movies and shit. She got other shit going because she's not in the news for that other shit. So being a hoe is cool, but like people, being a hoe is made to seem like it's cool, but you only can really get rid of that shit once you sit still, when you sit still one person. And that's what they did. Now people don't even talk about them in that like breath anymore. Like you said, with Kim K, she do not get that disrespect because she don't be out here wilding no more.
You're absolutely right.
So it was deleted.
I agree, it can't be deleted.
It's deleted,
but you
gotta sit down. You can be a hoe, you can live your life, you can come up, get your money, start your business with these niggas' money, and then stop being a hoe.
Exactly.
Get wifed, and now you Claire Huxtable for her. Like.
Wait, but can we hold on? Wait, let me. I can't think of anybody that didn't know when to stop being a hoe.
Carmelo Anthony.
Well, in his defense, maybe Lala was out here hoeing. We don't know.
Lala cheated first.
Remember when Kevin Garnett said her pussy tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios? How he know?
Exactly. And she cheated on him with Mano. So let's be honest, Lala did it first.
I don't know who all did it first, but she could have been out here hoeing.
And he out here running through things. We know he is. He's damn basketball players. If ball is life, you a hoe. Go ahead, put that on there. If you out here showing niggas your step back, you a hoe. Especially because you walk around in hooping shorts all day long, and that's the whole fit. Don't play.
Hooping shorts and Nike slides, you a hoe.
A hoe and nothing but a hoe. But it's okay. It's nothing wrong with it, as long as you do it right.
Safely.
As long as you don't. Yes, as long as you're safe. And you keep up with all your shots.
Not giving up venereal diseases.
That's the biggest thing. Like,
I think that's the thing that really makes you a hoe. If you're really out here, you're not being safe, and you're doing multiple things with multiple people.
Unprotected. You riding raw with all your bitches.
Unprotected, and within a 24-hour span, you wilding.
Like, wilding for real.
Roll out with your dick. Like, no.
You really are. You don't have no self-respect, sir.
Okay. Since we talking about hoes, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all believe everybody has a hoe phase?
Yes.
No.
What?
No. I know people who are like 30 and are virgins. So no, not everybody has a hoe phase.
She had it yet. She gonna have it.
She not gonna people.
She gonna have it when she's 40.
People who wait till they're like 30 and stuff like that to have sex, they have no, like, you mature so much, you have no reason to be a hoe. So by 30, if you haven't had sex yet, or you've had sex with like one person, you're not gonna be out here just fucking a whole bunch of people. Like,
I don't know. I feel like as soon as you know you had that little taste, you just starting late. You started the race a little late. And it's cool that you waited.
But you'll probably be married. That's what I'm saying. You wait to 30, you're not going to just fuck some random nigga. You're going to fuck somebody you're married to. So then you're going to be married for however many years. You probably really believe in the institution if you waited that long anyway. You're probably going to be married for the rest of your life. I don't think everybody has a whole phase. I think a lot of people.
98%?
I'm going to say like 95% of people have a whole phase. But I think there are people who really don't go through that. Some people don't even like sex. Like,
there are some exceptions.
But a lot of people have a whole phase. But then I don't really know what a whole phase is per se. Like, how do you define a whole phase? Like, fucking a whole bunch of people, a bunch of people at one time.
I would say your whole phase is I'm gonna make it sound like so lit. All right. Your whole phase.
I think it's a dating phase too. It's a whole phase and a dating phase.
Yeah, but your whole phase is when you like, fuck dating. I'm not dating. I don't want no relationship. Leave me alone. I wake up. I make my money. I do this. I call him because I want to fuck and he better leave me alone. I'm going to call this one. Well, he cool. Yeah, I'm going to fuck. He better leave me alone. And that's it. You're going to keep doing it. And you got a roster and they all only provide that one service.
Okay, then no. But you don't want no damn relationship. Go through that phase then.
Because men definitely go through that.
Because I think it's definitely
men have to.
Men do. But not, like, I think women, I don't think most women go through a phase where they're not even dating. Because how else are you even going to let a nigga fuck you if you haven't been on a date? Like, I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know. Maybe
we talked about it before. He came over at 10 o'clock in some hooping shorts with a bucket of chicken.
But y'all would have.
You was never about to. No, come over and chill. And there are women that answer that.
Okay, you're right.
There are women that answer. You try and come over and kick it. Okay.
Okay. You know, that's fair.
Men have to have that whole phase though.
Huh?
Men have to have a whole phase. If you a man and you don't have a whole phase, you always feel like you missed out on something. Even
if you a man and you ain't have a whole phase, I don't even want you because your dick probably trash. I need you.
Damn.
Spare a minute.
You don't know what works, what doesn't. Not many people told you you're wet. You didn't get your experience up. You didn't get it. You need at least 4 years experience.
Yeah, I need this. Right. 4 years of whole experience.
And I need your references. At least two.
Before you sit still as a man, you got to have that time where, you know, where you just out here trial and error. You just trying, like I said, when I was out here trying to get threesomes young as hell, didn't know what the hell I was doing. Like, just try all types of shit to see what works, see what you can do, see what you learn about women, learn what you want to do with women, all that. You need that. The whole phase for a man is pretty much a learning phase, because not only are you learning about sex, but you're learning about women in general, what you like, mm-hmm. what you don't like. And for me, I didn't have my dad around. I didn't have nobody to tell me how to deal with women, how to court women. You know, all I knew was don't be disrespectful. So I had to learn everything else, you know, buy flowers, rubbing feet, shit like that. I learned all that on my own. You know what I'm saying? And that, every man, you got to learn that in like that young whole phase. And niggas who get married without doing that, those be the guys who had them crazy midlife crisis and they get a divorce at 45 and don't know what the hell they doing.
Go get a motorcycle.
Right. You just doing anything.
You got a Harley today just because that's what you felt like doing. Exactly. I get it. But I also feel like, I don't want to say, you know, it's necessary for women to go through that, but I feel like when it comes to your sexuality, you know, you gotta know what works for you too.
Wait, the women need to go through that, because I'm tired of women saying niggas can't make them
what you need to be delivered, and you don't know that you're supposed to be getting that.
Okay.
And a lot of women who have not had orgasms and don't even know what that even feels like.
Exactly.
Unfortunate.
I'm so sorry, sis, but listen. You gotta let him go if he ain't doing it right, or they don't even know. But there are women who have never had one.
One thing, real quick. Shout out to all the women who can't make themselves come, but get mad when a nigga can't. Just a quick shout out to them, because you don't even know enough about you to be getting mad.
But that's my point. That's my point. You don't even know what gets you going. You don't know exactly how to do this to get you there. You gotta experiment yourself as well. Unless you're waiting for marriage, then you can experiment with your husband. I wasn't that person, so
I don't regret it.
I figured it out.
And I would have did it earlier, but I know how good it was.
I figured it out, and now I know what to accept and what not to accept. And that's my point. And that's something that can come from your dating phase or your whole phase, however you want to go through it. You can be respectful about it. You can treat these niggas like trash, whatever you feel like you want to do. Just make sure you know what gets yourself going if you're going to go through it.
Yeah, explore your sexuality. I think that's important. People be all repressed and stuff.
Like, girl, that's because you ain't released them. You ain't released that. You ain't.
That's half of the feminists right there.
Oh my God.
Oh, here we go.
We ain't touching this.
Okay, Tyrese.
Yes, Tyrese with this. This is ridiculous. I just want to bring up feminists.
We, and they just be trying to live. I'm not going to say we. I don't know if I'm a feminist. I'm just here.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's a good point you got. You're right. We can ride with that point, or y'all doing too much. It's a real thin line.
Depends on how I feel.
But anyway.
But I don't think feminists are sexually repressed. Think about Amber Rose is a feminist.
Hello.
And I don't think it's shit repressed about Amber Rose.
I don't think so.
She lives.
She does.
Can I be honest?
No.
I'll shut up.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say that 90% of feminists that I've met, had conversations with, and all that are just not attractive.
He really thinks feminists are not cute.
I'm being honest.
So Beyonce's a feminist. She's not
again. Amber Rose.
Amber Rose is bad as fuck.
And you ain't gonna 90%. That's two women. Name it, two women. Shit. What about the other 100 ones out there?
I'm a feminist. I'm cute.
I mean, I'm all right. I'm a feminist and I'm damn cute. So you ain't going to do this. I guess I'm going to go ahead and jump in that little 10% you're talking about. Because this is how you just say 90% are
right? Right. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
They're just not cute to you, Chris.
I think a lot of attractive black women are feminists. Like... Black feminist.
Black feminist. Now you gotta separate it.
Okay, because feminist, when I think of feminist initially, I think of like angry white lady.
With a sticking pads to shit.
Like, right.
Girl,
sticking pads to shit. What the?
Right.
That's what they feel. Because
the white feminists be extra. Like those leggings they came out with the.
With the blood on
with
them.
With the blood on them. Like, come on, sis.
That's
like,
what is this? See, I didn't say black. If I said all feminists in general, if we're going to put them all in one group, I'm not talking about just the black women.
No,
I'm
but
talking
you can't about put all them in one group and you couldn't since the beginning of time.
Their views aren't the same.
You could never put all feminists in the
and
same.
And their agendas
group.
Aren't the same.
Black feminists have always been separated from feminists. Understand that. Know that.
Because feminists, when they have to choose, they choose white. So
they choose white.
Sounds like it's not for black women then, huh?
Yeah, but yeah, that's been since the civil rights movement. Yeah. Like, it's been since before that. Like, you got
to... Because we helped them get the right to vote, and they were like, oh, y'all niggas be...
Right. Y'all niggas white right. Women could vote. We had to wait. But we was marching. No, absolutely not. So, yes, it's always separate. So you need to talk about the percentage of black feminists that are attractive.
Wait, let's stop on the feminist. I don't want to get into the feminist episode.
Feminists be hoes, because we can do what we want to do.
And I wish you
would. We can have sex with as many men as we want to have sex with. I'm saying we for the sake of the argument. I'm not out here catching bodies daily or anything. God, I wish.
But, can't get a text back, but that's cool.
Right. Can't even get a text back. I'm trying to tell you.
Like, oh, you can't like my picture? That's cool.
But no, I think most feminists are sexually liberated, and that's part of being a feminist, like being able to
accept your wholeness,
like not have that double standard. If I want to fuck 100 guys, I fuck 100 guys, so what? And I'm gonna fuck 100 more.
Cause ain't nobody say nothing.
And I'm not gonna put my head down about it because I am who I am, and I get to explore my sexuality as much as I want to. So I think that's the good thing about being a feminist. I think the repressed people be the ones who want to not try to fit themselves in a box or don't want that title of being a hoe, but I don't think being a hoe is a bad thing.
I really don't.
I don't.
As long as it's appropriate.
Right.
You're going to be an appropriate hoe. Don't hoe while you with somebody. Don't hoe while you married.
Right. Don't hoe in a relationship because he's going to beat you up. Niggas, ego be real fragile, so don't.
You can go fight him. Like, he's my girl. No, she left. But yeah, it's okay. So that's the point. It's okay if you're gonna be a hoe. Just be a respectful hoe. Don't be out here talking about, she in a relationship. I'm not.
Because that's rude. You can't be a hoe and marry. Marriage is when the wholeness should end. Because that's a sacred institution. I mean, people don't really think that anymore. But I feel like it's a sacred institution. So you can't be a hoe and married. As far as relationships, I'm single till I'm married. So
when I file my text, there is no box that says
I used to say
in a relationship hoping to get married.
No, I'm just saying. I used to tell my ex-boyfriend that all the time. Like, I'm single till I'm married. Oh, you are? But, I wasn't hoeing. I was just making points.
Doesn't mean I'm not monogamous.
I'm a monogamous hoe.
Just no, it's somebody else in my phone, but I'm not doing nothing with them. I'm single until you break.
I might drop you from my future husband.
I think it's one more thing we gotta discuss with this episode. Just the whole conversation of do numbers matter when it comes to bodies.
No, not to me they don't. Unless you got some astronomical number, like you come to me like, yeah, I felt like 300 bitches. What do you really want with me? You've had all of this before. I don't understand.
This is my thought on numbers. I have a whole theory.
Well, here we go.
Numbers shouldn't matter for either sexes, but in a way they do. So I'm not gonna pretend like if a woman tells me she slept with 100 people, I'm not like, damn. Like, that's just what you're thinking. So I think your numbers should be in a concentrated amount of time, and that's when it matters. Like, if you had 2 years of just living your life and being a hoe, then whatever. And you happen to fuck 50 niggas in those 2 years, I mean, it's a lot, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If that happened to happen, then fine. But if you just over the years just continuously
accumulating
the whole being a hoe, like, yeah, accumulating niggas and numbers over the years, that's a hoe-ish. Like, you just not gonna stop being a hoe. Like, you don't, because like I said, everybody needs a phase, but now it's a lifestyle. This is a habit. This is how you living. So you just been a hoe for 10 years, like...
It might be people that don't care, and they strive for that. I mean, not strive for it, but they're just not striving for anything
other
than
that. So
that's
when numbers matter, because that's just your behavior. Like,
this is why we just don't talk about numbers. I'd just rather not have the conversation, to be honest.
So, for a woman, it kind of does matter. For a man, I don't... I feel like all men fuck, like, 200 girls. That's just how I feel.
Man, no. Most of the niggas I know... Most of
it's a defense mechanism. If I assume you're a hoe and you do some hoe shit, I'm not disappointed because you was already a hoe to me.
Yeah, that probably. I think I'm low key losing faith.
That's what?
That's bad to have that, like, a defense mechanism like that, because then you assume every man is a hoe. It's a lot of niggas out here who can't get 5 girls to fuck them. Damn, 200?
I already assume you're a hoe and I'm still being with you. That means I've accepted this imaginary wholeness that I already put on you anyway.
That's so bad.
I'm just preparing myself for when you do some hoe shit. You do some hoe shit, you might not. You might just be my hoe now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But if I already put that on you, I can't be surprised if it happens. And I'm super surprised if it doesn't. So I'm happy that it doesn't. It didn't. And you don't do no hoe shit. But I haven't come to that point yet where ain't nobody do no hoe shit. So.
I'm trying to think.
That's because you're attracting them if you think all of them are. Shit, you turn a nigga into one when you think that.
That's
well,
not true.
I will admit it.
I don't accuse them of it. I know I definitely
go for playboys. Like, that's just me. Mm. Like, I just cannot help myself. I'd be like, you know what? He got a lot of bitches.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Like,
what you doing?
Like,
they all happy for a reason.
It's like a subconscious thing. I think I literally, like, just subconsciously go after people I know have some whole qualities. Because the niggas who probably not hoes... They not exciting to me, like.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Nobody wants you, so why should I?
Exactly, proving my point. Niggas who don't have something, who don't basically have bitches, can't get bitches. It's like you gotta almost gain a reputation from nothing. You gotta get references first. You have to start somewhere.
I just feel like I had to have this conversation with someone because I feel like, and it's agreed upon, a lot of men, for some reason, they feel as though 20 bodies for a woman is a lot.
That's nothing.
And I had to explain it to a friend of mine who really felt that way. Like, I said the number 20 and then his whole face and life was just disrupted. I'm like, I want you to understand. I asked him, I was like, so is two bodies a year a lot? He was like, nah. Okay. So she's 26 and been fucking since she was 16 and have an average of two bodies a year. Does that make her hope? No. All right, just shut up. Because, like, that's not a lot. But I feel like y'all really go crazy when y'all think about a woman that you like having 20 different dicks.
Nah, not y'all. That's insecure niggas only care about numbers, man. If you care about numbers like that, you just insecure, my nigga. That shit shouldn't really matter.
It's insecure and it's young. I feel like it's young dudes. I don't think a dude over 30
because you really shouldn't be worried about it anyway. Like, you shouldn't be worried about it.
That's like young dude stuff. Like, they just don't have nothing else to talk about, so they ask you.
How many bodies you
have? Right. Like, you don't have no other interesting questions to ask me. That's what we want to talk about.
No, you know what? I asked
you my favorite color and you asking me how many dudes I slept with. Like,
and I'm gonna say something outrageous. 86.
As I've gotten older, what I did was I replaced that numbers questions with diseases. Like, how many diseases have you had? Because that's what matters to me.
How many times
have
you been diagnosed exactly. And treated with STDs? If your numbers don't add up to, if your treatments don't add up to your diagnosis, I got more questions. You've been diagnosed as something that can't be treated, or you just ignored it?
Okay, so Chris, do you find people are honest with that question?
I feel like one thing I feel like I can tell from just people's energy if they're the honest type of person or not. So if we even get that far into our conversation, like, that's not something I ask you on like the first day we meet. That's something I'm gonna ask you a few weeks into it.
They're across from each other at dinner. So about these venereal diseases.
No, but that's something that I definitely ask you within like the first month of me getting to know you. Because when I was, like I said, when I was younger, I'll be trying to smash everything fast and all that. Now that I'm older, I don't even want to fuck nobody that quick. I'm cool. It's too dangerous out here. You know what I'm saying? You got to really be much more careful, and that's part of the process. Like, how many diseases have you had? I asked you that in the first month. Like, I'm really cool on it. Just, it's too dangerous out here now. It's just too many crazy motherfuckers to be trying to fuck girls on the first night like we used to. You can't do that no more. It's too much going on. I'd rather take some time to get there. And if you can't answer that question honestly, and I'll be able to tell if you're lying. I don't know why. I just can tell. Like, it's just easy for me. I have no idea why. I can tell when a girl is lying about something like that. Like, it's just easy to tell. And if you lie, if you
ask people off guard. I don't think most men ask that question. Someone recently asked me that question, but that was the first time I think I've actually been asked.
Yeah, I don't think I've
but
actually.
But if somebody says yes, does that make you not want to have sex with them? Like, so what happens? You say how many have you had? And she says, once my boyfriend of 6 years gave me what's the shit called? Chlamydia.
That's when we have a conversation about it. You know, if you were,
hardships.
I mean, yeah.
Relations because my boyfriend burnt me.
That's what I want to know. What happened? Like, if it just was a 6-year relationship thing, that makes sense. It's cool. I mean, you couldn't really do nothing about that. It just happened to you. You know, I'm not upset about that. I'm not going. I feel like it's not even your fault as a woman. If your man cheat on you and he give you a disease, that's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't do anything about that. Your niggas out here doing you wrong.
To be honest.
Most, yeah.
I think most of them get diseases from their dude.
You rarely exactly. get it from hoeing. You just get it from your dude hoeing, which is why this episode is what it's about.
Because I think when women are being hoes, women are not known to be being hoes and literally having unprotected sex with men. If that woman's being a hoe, she's wrapping it up because she don't want to be trying to figure out who the hell her baby father is. So honestly, she not doing that. Niggas are the ones that will have sex with 5 different women unprotected. And the logic is, well, they're all just fucking me. No, sir. It doesn't work that way.
I'm not going to argue that because I've done it before. That is true. 5
different people.
Yes, they're all just fucking you. You're not just fucking them. And
you spread a bacteria.
Men, we are stupid. We are dumb. We are like really, really stupid. We think of shit's dumb. Like, you ever ask a nigga why you do something, we just give you that stupid ass look. I don't know. Like, we fucking dumb. We are literally dumb. But it's that's that you see how both of y'all said y'all not really asked that question about the disease thing. That's why I said I asked that, because it's more important and that matters to me more than, because like you said, if you 26, you've been fucking since you was 16. If you had 35 bodies, I'm not about to look at you crazy. It is what it is. Now, right. Of course, you can have a number that's too drastic and it may seem a little crazy, but even then, the diseases are what matters. If you're out here being nasty and dirty, like, that's, and you can
got
tell
if a nasty woman's disease.
Nasty woman's disease.
Man, and honestly, you could tell if a girl had STDs a lot of times. If you go to her house, she got clothes everywhere and the shit is just filthy. You know what I'm saying? She can't clean up her car, dirty as hell. She probably had STDs,
she got STDs, Chris.
Is that how it feels?
That's not the whole criteria, but that's some shit that's on the list. If she just a dirty motherfucker, I mean, damn. If your house is dirty and your car is dirty and your dirty bathroom, shit, I'm out. I'm gone. I can't even do it.
I must have all types of venereal diseases because my car is disgusting. Like, it's really dirty. Like, I need to do something about it. I clean it sometimes, but it's embarrassing. But I hope that's not what niggas thinking. When I volunteer to drive and I gotta move shit out the seat.
I spilled something. Don't worry about that stain. It ain't nothing.
You nail thinking she got a disease.
No, what I'm saying is
I know that's sticky. Listen, I had some candy. I had some soda and that shit didn't work out too well.
Oh my god.
I turned the corner. It was over.
That's why I had no man. My car dirty. I can't trust this with her car dirty. She got diseases. I know it.
No, I'm not talking about just the car. I mean, like, your car and your house and your bathroom and your kitchen. Man, I don't know.
If two out of three things are dirty, is that what it is?
If think about it. Your car and your house are the two places where you spend most of your time. So if you just are okay with sitting in the filth in your car and your bathroom and your house,
if you're okay with the filth in your body.
Come on, man. That connects a lot. And then, well, this is a big one. The healthy shit, too. Because the women that are like, dangerous to me, too, are the girls who just drink Henny and eat hot Cheetos all the time. Like,
you ain't had water since 99.
Oh, my God. There's nothing more terrifying. A woman that eats a bunch of fast food and just smoke Black and Milds all the time. Like, like, oh, my God.
She and us hot chips on the corner.
I like hot chips.
You ain't just drinking that and some Henny.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if that's all you eat is bullshit and you drink bullshit, oh my god, that pussy tastes like battery acid.
We ain't seen a salad or a bottle of water in your house in forever.
No, man, believe it or not,
but that's
it's
project girls.
But men too, because y'all
niggas too. I know.
I have a friend, right? He's 32 years old. This poor baby. I went over his crib. He was like drinking. And I was like, okay, when you gonna have some water? I know you for a minute. I ain't never seen you take a sip. He had the nerve to say to me, I mean, it's water in this tea I'm drinking. Oh, I was like, you know what? Any woman that has sex with you and decides to give you a fellatio,
better spit it out.
You fucking probably
don't swallow it.
Tastes like death. Like, this is ridiculous. You ain't had a bottle. You ain't got no alkaline in your diet. You just out here and he hoeing. So come on now, come on.
You honestly, you can't trust nobody that don't drink water. And what's crazy is now on Twitter, it was a girl who was making a thread about drinking water and how it can help in your period and it just helps your body. And girls was calling her like a pick me. They put her in that category of the pick me girls who they felt like she was saying it for the approval of men. And that's terrifying. The fact that drinking water is considered something that's done for the approval of men, that is fucking terrifying.
I missed this one, but that's interesting.
You gotta start tagging us on this type of stuff.
I think you need to drink water for the approval of your kidneys, your liver. In your vagina, you and know, your doctors.
Get that yawny right.
I think you need it for your digestive system. You need water for a lot of reasons, ladies. It has nothing to do with what men think. You definitely got to start tagging me when you see stuff. Because
that was wild.
That's definitely wild. But I think the moral of all of this is I really feel as though wholeness itself is a perception. And you're really only a hoe in other people's eyes, unless you can literally admit to yourself that you're a hoe.
Right.
I feel like a wholeness is a lot of the time from perspective. Somebody's a hoe because I think they're a hoe.
Right.
Yeah. In my mind, what you did was some hoe shit, so now you're a hoe.
Bottom line, if you're going to be a hoe, just be safe. Protect yourself. Protect your body. You never know other people are doing.
Keep your mouth clean so they don't know you a hoe.
Or so they don't think you've got diseases. You automatically got gonorrhea if you spilled soda in your seat and you ain't never cleaned it out. Ridiculous. All right, guys. Well, that would be the end of this. This has been The Plug. I'm Lonnie Lynn. You can follow me on Twitter at Lonnie, LONNI underscore LYNN, Lonnie Lynn. And on IG at underscore Lonnie underscore Lynn underscore.
And I'm Vanessa Nicole. You can follow me on Twitter at underscore V underscore Nicole underscore. And on IG at underscore V.Nicole underscore.
I'm Chris. Follow me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Don't follow me on Instagram. I don't post shit. Do check out our website. Go to our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Check all of our other content.
Follow us on our social media, guys. We want to get into these conversations. We get a lot of listens, and I want y'all to be included so I can bring up your points on the next one. So, follow us and join the discussion.
Thanks for listening, guys.